Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest here in the studio, Sue Sellers-Rose, who is an AKC judge. And as I deemed her last week, as we were talking about the show coming to MSU this weekend, she is the professor when it comes to what's going on in the dog world. Welcome back to the show, Sue.
Thank you very much. Enjoy being here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. You're always a wealth of information. And Sue, for the obedience trials that are coming up, can you describe what are the kinds of things that you're going to be judging and help people understand what it is that exactly you're going to be looking for?
Okay, this isn't a performance event where the dog has been trained to do specific exercises as laid out by the American Kennel Club. There are classes at levels of training and, of course, the level of expertise of the dog. The first level is novice. The dogs are going to be healing on leash and off leash. This is walking at your side with a minimum of restraint and doing recalls and doing sits with a handler away from them, off leash, doing stays with a handler away from them. The next level up is an open level. This is where the dog will be retrieving and jumping. All the work for them is done off leash. The higher level is utility. And the dog will do some very specific exercises, scent discrimination, selection of items by direction, and more specific jumping of different types of jumps. There are a lot of other classes that help the dog along, are sort of in between the classes I've talked about, and a few of them before. And these classes will all be there also.
Now, are these universal for all breeds, or does it discriminate between different breeds?
These are universal for all breeds. The discrimination is that there are some restrictions on jumps according to height. And, of course, that's not breed-specific. It is strictly height-specific. Most dogs do their jumping at once their height. There are a few of the very heavy dogs that do three-quarters their height. So this is the only restriction there is, and it also is breeds and non-AKC breeds.
Okay, so it doesn't matter that because it's obedience and not confirmation or whatnot, that means little as far as, that's why you keep it into size and not breed.
Right, it's strictly by size as to what they will be jumping. It doesn't even include distance. It only concerns jump height.
And is there awards or is there a value in participating that's given recognition?
The basic award is that you have a better trained dog. But there are ribbons in some breeds and non-breeds. There are actual trophies, an item you take home. So it kind of depends on what breed you're dealing with. But for all breeds, there's always first, second, third, and fourth.
Now, as the judge, specifically, are there certain things that you're looking for in terms of the attention that the dog is paying, just how quickly it does the command that you're looking for? I mean, describe what would make a winning dog versus a second place or a third place dog.
The first thing is that the dog must work well with the handler, and likewise, the handler must work well with the dog. The dog should respond to the commands quickly and perform them accurately. If he's a little slower, he's going to lose a little bit. If he doesn't stay with the handler, he's going to lose a little bit. But the main thing is precision and that the dog is having a good time.
And the measure of the good time is by virtue of you see it in the eyes, you see it in a smile.
You see it in the general stature, the way the dog moves. For those dogs that have a tail, you can see that the tail wags, that the dog looks at the handler lovingly, that the dog pays attention to what's going on.
Interesting. Rick, you can tell I'm at a disadvantage. My dogs have stumps, so I never get a chance to see the tails wag.
Oh, they wag their butts. They do a pretty good job.
They actually overextend, really, if you think of it.
Absolutely. And so when it comes to the competition, you mentioned scents. And my thought is that there have got to be certain breeds of dogs that maybe aren't quite as scent sensitive. Aren't they at kind of a disadvantage?
Not really, because these rings are what we say is not pristine, but they are fairly clean. And so the scent the dog is going to be looking for, or scent, is the scent that belongs to their handler. And they should be able to find their handler.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Are they blindfolded?
No.
Is the person doing it hiding?
No, what they're doing is all done in the ring. And so what you're doing is handling an object, putting this object with a group of objects that all look alike.
Oh.
And the dog, without seeing the object put out there, needs to go out, use his nose, find the one that his handler was handling, and bring it back.
And certainly some dog breeds must be at an advantage.
Well, there are dogs who seem to use their nose better, but all dogs are capable of doing this.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
And if you've seen a Maltese do tracking in high grass, all dogs can do this.
Interesting. And so when it comes to the crowd, frequently we've talked about how some dogs just perform really, really well for a crowd, and other dogs, for whatever reason, don't. How much does that affect what it is that you're judging, the interaction with the people who are there actually?
Well, too much interaction with the crowd will take the dog's mind off what he's supposed to be doing and can cause him a fault.
Okay.
As long as he continues to perform accurately and sits straight and pay attention to his handler, he does fine. Our bigger concern is the dog that hasn't had good socialization, which, of course, is part of their training, because they have to be handled by a stranger. The stranger is the judge. They have to be touched by the stranger. And if they're not accustomed to this happening, it can cause problems.
And if a dog barks, is that something that he'll be penalized for?
If he barks more than once or twice, he will be penalized. But these are still dogs. They move around like a dog. They get excited like a dog. It's quite common if a dog is going after his dumbbell, the object that was thrown for him to pick up, that he will bark or get excited when he grabs the dumbbell and heads back. This is just being a dog.
And the any kind of distractions out in the audience that are unusual, does the judge take that into account?
It has to be very unusual. And, I tell a common thing is if somebody drops a trash can and the dog jumps out of his skin, quite often the judge will start the exercise over. Because this didn't happen to every dog that came in the ring. It only happened to that one. So major things, there is consideration given. People talking to each other or clapping or telling the dog he did a good job, that's normal.
Sure.
Right, but
sure.
Someone's bringing a side of beef.
Yeah.
And putting it in the ring.
Yeah, usually they're trained for the side of beef. It's the trash can we have the problem with.
Yeah, I can just see some dog owner who really wants to win badly. So you can just see where that's the opportunity. Sue, in terms of the competition, when you're judging these particular dogs, how many dogs will you particularly judge in a day, and how long do you spend with each dog?
Okay. A judge can judge for only 8 hours. So you're basically an 8-hour day. You have a break for lunch. That's not part of the 8 hours. You do whatever, if you take a half hour or an hour break, that's fine. But you're judging 8 hours.
Okay.
Depending on the class level, you have different amounts of dogs you can judge, from 6 dogs an hour to 8 dogs or 9 dogs an hour. And this is because you're doing one dog at a time. The higher levels have to have jumps moved in, jump heights changed. It takes a certain amount of time just to make the adjustments for the particular dog. So you can figure you're going to be doing between 64 and 40 dogs a day.
And how many judges are part of this whole obedience event coming up?
The event will usually have between 3 and 10 judges, depending on how many dogs are there.
Sure. Just do the math.
Wow. Yep. It just sounds like a heck of an event. And
it's wonderful.
It sounds like it. And Sue, we wish you the best of luck in terms of making the best choices, which we know you will. We've been talking this morning with Sue Sellers-Rose, the AKC judge, and we've been talking about the performance that's going to be taking place at the MSU Demonstration Hall on December 9th and 10th, coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Thank you, Sue, so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your insights.
You're very welcome.
Oh, it was great. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with a trainer who's going to be at the show, Margot Maidlow, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.